Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the 14th of the month of Av, the 4th of August, 2020. We're up to the 92nd Mizmor, one of the more famous Mizmorim of Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So we'll treat this Mizmor both today and tomorrow. There's really so much to talk about, but let's begin with the obvious question is, what exactly does this Mizmor have to do with Shabbos? It's important to, I think, reference in this context the idea that Shabbos was perceived as the great gift of God to the Jewish people. And this is reflected in the davening that we have on Shabbos. This is reflected where we always add in the term be'ahava, that God, as an expression of love, gave Shabbos to the Jewish people. This is reflected in the halachic tradition that Shabbos is reserved for the Jewish people, whereas people from outside of the Jewish tradition can take on other mitzvos, but Shabbos and Torah study are proprietary. The Gemara has strong language about a non-Jew who would observe Shabbos being at least in theory liable for the death penalty. The Rambam says we don't actually do that, but so Shabbos, of course, bespeaks the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. And of course, Shabbos is also a time where we have a chance to reflect a little bit on that relationship, given the respite that we have, as we just read in the Aseret HaDibros last week, Lamani Anuach Avdecha V'Amascha Kamocha, that we have the capacity and the opportunity to have a little bit more of a reflective time. And that's what we find in this Mizmor. Kisi Machtani Adonai B'Falecha Ma'asei Adecha Ranein Magadu Masecha Adonai Ma'od amku machshu asecha. We see the grandeur and the depth of divine action and divine wisdom with respect to the creation of the world. And so that certainly seems like a theme which is appropriate to Shabbos. And we should remember, speaking of Ahava, Shabbos wasn't only a gift to the Jewish people that reflected God's love of the Jewish people, but Shabbos itself promotes a sense of love from the Jewish people to Hashem. The Rambam explains that anytime a person contemplates Ma'as Avruav Hanifloim, Miyad Unisavah Taiva Gedola, person is filled with a great desire, Leidas Hashem HaGadol, the Rambam defines that as the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So not only is it a reflection of love of God for the Jewish people, but it also, Shabbos, facilitates the reciprocal and the other side of that equation, which is, of course, love from the Jewish people to their creator. And I think that takes us back to a second theme that I wanted to develop this morning of equal note. Tov lehodos la'Adonai l'tamir l'shim chalyon v'hagid v'boker chazdecha v'amunascha v'alilos. It's good in the mornings to sing of God's chesed, of His kindness, and in the nights, both literally and proverbially, in the harder and more challenging times of life, to tell of God's steadfast commitment to us, and also our steadfast commitment to Him. So this is not just theoretical, but the Gemara in Brachos says this is exactly what we do. This Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis says, Kol shelo amar emes v'yatziv shachris, emes v'emunah arvis, lo yatzi dei chuvah, so shenemer lahagid v'boker chazdecha v'emunascha v'alelos. The Birchos Priyachma themselves hit these themes. In the morning we tell of God's kindness to us, in particular through giving us the Torah, and Emes Ve'emuna Kol Zos, we affirm faith in God in the evenings. Another great example of this is the Moda'ani itself, right? That in the morning, every morning, we say that God has bestowed us with a magnificent act of kindness with respect to giving us another day. And that's what we do. Tov lehodos la'Hashem, Moda'ani v'necha melchai v'kayam, shechazarta b'nishmati, that we have the ultimate act of chesed, which is giving us life for another day. Rabbi Munatecha, God, you demonstrated enormous amounts of faith in us to give us another opportunity at life itself. So you might say that these are two very disparate themes. You know, on the one hand, we talked about how Shabbos is a time of love of God for the Jewish people and from the Jewish people towards God because of the opportunity it gives us for deep reflection on creation. And all that is true. And then secondarily, we spoke about how, we always have an obligation to acknowledge God's kindness in giving us life and God's faith in us that despite our fallibility and the many mistakes that we all make on a daily basis, that He demonstrates that emunah in us, and we are emunah in him, through more difficult times. Again, whether it's, you know, his emunah in us because we're not exactly living up to what we'd expect, or our emunah in him because, you know, things are very difficult. Like, for example, Rashi says, emunah schabalelos ba'od saras ha'galos lahamin b'cha shetishmar ha'abtechasecha kolze no'avitov, that it's important to express our faith in God through those darker nights, again, that proverbially speaking. So again, you might say that these are completely disparate themes, but it actually seems to me, based on the comment of Nachmanides of the Ramban, that they're related. So the Ramban, in this past week's Parsha, writes an essay about the idea of Shabbos being Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says what it means that Shabbos is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim is that in Egypt, when you were in bondage, so you didn't get off on Shabbos, you didn't get off ever. And now that there was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, so now we have the opportunity to enjoy Shabbos as a Yom Menucha, right? Leman Yanuach Avdecha V'Amascha Kamocha. And so Shabbos will always remind us that we were no longer slaves. So the Ramban happens to disagree. And the Ramban says, you know, maybe it's best not to formulate it as a Shabbos being Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Yetzias Mitzrayim being Zecher LeShabbos. What does that mean? He says, what Yetzias Mitzrayim reflected wasn't just that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, but that God remains the sovereign master of the universe and retains complete and utter control over the cosmos writ large, right? That God can overturn nature. And I think that's exactly the nexus point of the two themes we spoke about. Again, Shabbos is a time to reflect on God's creation of the world, one, and the fact that that should inspire love in us, and two, right, the idea of expressing our thanks for God's kindness every morning, and our sense of deep faith in God, even through the literal and figurative lelos of our lives. So I think that too is a Shabbos theme, according to the Ramban, because what the Ramban is saying is that if you're going through a dark time, and you're going through a challenging period in life, you're going through a very stressful episode, and I think we could certainly say that this has been and continues to be in many ways a very stressful time for so many of us, right? So then the idea of Shabbos, and especially as Ramban says, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher LeShabbos, is that God retains control over the universe, and that we should have faith that, you know, we also have a role to play, we have a major role to play, but that things can and they will improve. We don't know exactly when, and again, like, we have an enormous role to play in terms of making this a better reality. But the fact is that we all, every Shabbos, can reflect in the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim and remember through Yetzias Mitzrayim that no matter how dark and bleak times look, as the bracha was said every fast day when the Jewish people were in times of distress, we would reference Yetzias Mitzrayim and we would say Zochar HaNishkachos, that God remembers those who believe that they have been forgotten. Ve'emunas chabalelos, Shabbos is an optimal time for us to reflect on the fact that God is in fact the master of the universe, and he can reverse seemingly desperate situations, and may we all, communally and individually, merit seeing that degree of intervention and salvation, and certainly in the merit of all the things that we do to take responsibility for ourselves and for those that we love around us and for all the members of our community. Everybody have a wonderful day.